All right, so we are rolling, my gents.
Whenever you're
ready.
Fantastic. Good morning. Oh, by the way, it is not episode 50.
What?
Yeah.
Technically. Yeah,
we're on like episode like 4,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Word.
Did you guys do a bunch without me?
Of course.
Oh. Maybe.
I mean, I know you did before me, but like
No.
There was BP and then there's AP. Wait.
Let me see here. I'm looking for the stats on this.
I mean, the last one was 49. Did you? I feel like you signed off that last one was 49. That would make this one 50.
Yeah, no, because I asked you which episode it was. And you said it was 49, but I don't think it was.
You know better, by the way. That's the second strike for you. You know better than to ask me anything.
I think you might be right.
What's going on, homies?
What's going on? It's episode of the 6 a.m. podcast.
Yeah.
So something or other, you know, it's in there. See, we got to start splitting them up into seasons. That's how you keep track.
We're on season 2, actually. We started season 2 in October.
Oh, really? Did we?
Yep. Yeah, that was the big deal. Remember? You remember that, Galeno? We got our second season. Yeah, we're in our second season. So should we do episode 3, season 2?
Yeah.
I like that.
That's it.
Ah, that's what's up. It's episode 3 of season 2 of the 6 a.m. podcast. Now comes
welcome the back.
Comes homies. The drop. And we're live. We're
how
live.
How you doing?
Pat, you look a lot better than the last episode when you were all like digitized.
I bought a brand new computer because I wanted to make sure that there was only the finest quality for this.
I think that's wise. You were like low resolution, and you're not a low resolution guy. You're a high resolution guy.
Yeah, some of those words are more accurate than others.
I want to see you in 4K.
Well, you can see me in any K. Wow, you got a old Milwaukee yourself.
I do. I have a whole collection of them over here.
Nice.
This episode is sponsored by
Old Milwaukee.
Nice.
Old Milwaukee.
What about you, Galena? How you been? What are you
doing? Hey, is that the new Old Milwaukee seltzers?
It is. They're coming to stores everywhere. Too bad you can't get one because you're not allowed to go to the store.
Hey, I can't see your faces.
I can't see your face. You disappeared. Now you're back.
Mm-hmm. You're here. I'm right here.
The whole time, maybe.
In our hearts.
So, it's good to see you guys again for the second week in a row. We're back to podcasting. Last week went rather well. I thought the episode was going to blow, and then I listened to it, and I was like, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
Yeah, didn't hate it. So, I don't know what our, like, audience was, like, how many people listened to it. I think about 60 folks did, which is
nice.
Which is a lot lower than our, like, 223 listens that we typically get.
Now he's a stats guy. He's
shaking the world.
Now I'm a stats guy. Yeah. Now I'm like, hey, this isn't working anymore.
He's at home just fretting about the numbers. I don't know. I mean, we were a pretty big hit on YouTube. We got some comments. We got plenty of views. We got eyes on them because I think what it was the resolution. If I can be completely honest, say if anything was responsible for not as many. And also, we've been gone for a while.
We have been gone for a while. I thought it was the lack of nipples.
No. Oh, that could be it. I mean, honestly, we got something to try next week just in case.
Yep. Yeah. We got something in the, it's coming.
Yeah.
that and Becky's farts.
Oh. I mean, yes.
Something we got to.
I will.
Green ones, yellow ones, wet ones. He really likes the dry ones. That's his favorite ones to eat.
Did you say moms? Yeah. That's right.
Well, those get stuck in your beard.
Save them for labor. Speaking of which, I do have to be careful because I'm pretty sure my mom listens to this podcast, by the way.
Oh.
Speaking of moms. Yeah.
Yeah. So my mom does too.
I'm gonna clean up my behavior just a little bit.
Mm.
You guys have such supportive moms. I don't know if my mom listens to anything I do. I do nothing but put out content. She goes, I miss you so much. I'm like, there's nothing but me on the internet right now.
Yeah, like I'm everywhere.
Yeah. You have all my opinions.
So,
hey, so you could say your mom eats farts and she wouldn't even know it.
Yeah, you probably could say that.
I have said that to her face, but that's only because she's shorter than me.
Oh, man. So what's new, guys? What's shaking? What are we talking about today? What are we doing?
Well, Galeno had...
Well, we got a little bit of fun planned for today.
We do have some fun. I don't know if it's going to make up our main topic today.
No. But you guys are going to have to wait till the end for that.
I have the main topic for today, though. Okay.
But that'll come in before what's on your mind. We'll roll out. We got a little something new coming for you guys.
Special.
Yeah.
But all of you listeners are going to have to watch us on YouTube in order to get the full benefit of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
that might be it too, Jeff. You know, when people start, you know, listening to the podcast or watching it on YouTube rather than downloading the episodes, you know, we're probably going to see those numbers change a little bit over time.
Right.
I would rather watch somebody's podcast than just listen anyways.
Would you? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. But nobody cares.
Yeah, we could dance a little bit. Like you said, we got the nipple game. We can play that nipple thing later on. You know, there's anticipation building, and I feel like there's a lot of sexual tension. So I feel like with the video podcast, you're missing out if you're not checking us out.
I agree. I mean, frankly, I'm coming in sweaty today, guys. I mean, I'm hot.
Were you flipping your deck out there in the?
I was today. You know what? Speaking of last episode, you know, we gave a shout out to Mr. Lafferty, and now he's challenged me to a game of skate. If you're not familiar with the game of skate, it is like a horse playing basketball, right? He does the trick, and then I've got 48 hours to video myself doing the trick, or I get the letter S, and it goes the whole way up to skate. I told him straight up and honest, he's going to beat the shit out of me, but I'm game. Yeah. I'm not going
to. You already have an SKAT.
Yeah, I mean, I might as well just give myself that now and just let's just have some fun. But the pressure's on.
So. Jeff the Scat Man.
But I did. I mean, you know, yeah. Yeah. Yep. So and mulching. I was mulching today, Galeno, in honor.
Nice,
of your,
man.
Yeah, in honor of your whole like yard redo. We got a ton of mulch out here in the driveway and some topsoil, and the missus and I have spent, and the children have spent all weekend mulching.
Beautifying. Hey, yeah. So I made a mistake this year, but before I get into that, what color mulch do you put down?
Dark brown.
Dark brown, like
yeah,
black?
The dark brown. Like it's like, you know, it's like the natural stuff.
Okay.
What color do you put down?
Well, so 3 years ago, I put down black. And I realized that everything that blows into your beds with black, you see.
Right.
And so last year, I spent the whole year changing everything to dark brown because it hides everything, looks a little fresher, longer. But black usually looks nicer when you know, put it out there. It's, you know,
yeah.
But brown covers things up, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
This year, I went and I bought mulch. And it ended up being black. And so I had to redo everything again, which in my yard, it ended up being like 10 yards of mulch.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we got. We got 10 cubic yards of mulch and it's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot. You're going to be a sweaty man.
Where did Pat go?
I'm here.
He's hiding behind the logo.
Yeah. I'm always hiding behind the logo. That's me.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't get involved in all
that. He's creeping back.
All that hot mulch talk got me all sweaty. I had to dab my brow.
Yeah, it's
he's sneaking up on you. He's hiding behind a curtain.
You needed a minute. I understand.
You know, carry on over there, guys. I'm just going to be over here behind the curtain watching.
you got. I'm a real mulch queen. You know, so I really got a whole earful from that one. I was give me the vapors.
I don't blame you.
So have you honestly, has he sent over any tricks for you to do yet?
Just an ollie. It was so that one was done, but I, you know, after this it's going to be difficult.
Are you able to tag any of the kids out and they can switch with you? And
no
oh, really?
it's me and him head to head.
No subs.
Yeah, no subs.
Oh
So it's on now, suckers.
Oh man,
it's on now.
That's exciting. Don't get Galeno. If somebody challenges you to a dunk contest, don't take it.
Right.
You got that, brother.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, brother.
Hey, Beck, I can help you cheat at that game of skate. Excuse me.
All right, how do we cheat at it?
Bring your skateboard over to my house and I'll put it on the grinder and I'll put some flat spots on your wheels.
Oh, nice. That'll be good, especially since I have to show it rolling. That would be good.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Technicality.
We'll just move the background.
Let's say the smart one is just to move the background behind me.
We'll just like shake it back and forth. He's going so fast. Look, he's going downhill. Yeah. I would say we make a fake beard and we put some of your shirts and your clothes and stuff like that on your kids, right?
Yeah.
That's how we get them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's going to work either.
Say like, hey, this is Jeff Beck and this is Ollie. And then like you like walk away, right? Camera trick. I'm learning a lot about editing right now. Yeah. A lot about editing. You walk away, right? But that's the part. That's the cut. It's actually one of your kids walking away, huh? Grab the deck. Mm-hmm. I know the terms.
You know what my favorite part is that your imitation of my voice is the same one that my kids have, which is, oh, I'm dead.
You sound like, okay? You had to hear. This is what you sound like.
I'm starting to believe it. I'm starting to believe my voice sounds like this. Oh, hey, this is Jeff. This is the 6 a.m. podcast. Hey, we're going to prepare the heapers today. Let's talk about jiu-jitsu. We're going to have a bad time, okay?
All right, kids, shut up. It's time to start.
We have fun.
So, Mr. Beck, what's our topic for today?
Oh, hey, great question. The topic for today is this, is that I was sitting in the living room drinking coffee with my wife, and I was like, you know, one question that I never ask myself is, why jiu-jitsu? Of all the things that we could have gotten ourselves involved with, you know, I mean, there's a lot of hobbies, right? I mean, and this evolves, you know, over time to be much more than a hobby or what I would consider to be a hobby. And
right.
And the question really was, even in that vein, where we have all kinds of things, if you're into combat sports, there's all kinds of things to do. And then breaking it down even further than that is that if you're just into grappling, there's tons of grappling that you can get yourself involved with. Why jiu-jitsu? What was it about jiu-jitsu that made it like that stuck, you know? And so today's question for our audience and for ourselves is, why jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, I like it.
I know.
Thank you for the stupid question, Jeff, because it's the only one that works.
And you know what? I know what you're thinking. What you're thinking is like, shit, no one's ever asked me that before. Why jiu-jitsu? And you don't have an answer.
It's true. It is true.
I know.
So we'll start with Pat. Yeah. Pat, why jiu-jitsu?
For me, it's very simply, it's something that like is, it's the only, I'd like to try as much as I could to lose weight. Like, as long as I can remember, I've always been somewhat overweight. And I never really enjoyed, like, playing a lot of sports. I never really tried a lot of sports or didn't, the ones I did try, I didn't enjoy. Right. So a lot of the physical activity, I never tried. But always growing up, I was always huge into, like, combat. I mean, this is not the best examples again. But, you know, stuff like The Last Dragon, Bloodsport, and those movies, and martial arts in general. I loved that. Bruce Lee, Brandon Lee, all that stuff. And it, for some reason, and I got mad. Again, I'm glad Mom doesn't listen, because I got really mad at my mom like a couple months ago, because I was like, man, I wish she would have noticed that when I was a kid. Like, oh, you're not liking baseball. You're not liking this. Do you want to try like karate? Do you want to try like this? Do you want to try? But I'm also happy in the sense, because I did find jiu-jitsu so much later, of saying like, this is the thing that like is good for me. And I love the complexity. There's something, I honestly don't know what it is about jiu-jitsu that makes me love it so much. But at least why jiu-jitsu is because it's the thing that I tried that like I loved. As soon.
Yeah, but that, can we dig a little bit deeper though? Why did you love it? I mean, so yeah. Let's say like your objective, your like peripheral objective initially, let's say your initial objective was to lose weight, do something that you enjoyed and lose weight, right?
Yeah.
Which you've done successfully, I might add, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've made considerable progress in that. So not only is your jiu-jitsu grown tremendously, though, you've accomplished or continue to accomplish your goal in jiu-jitsu. But what was it about jiu-jitsu that made you want to keep doing it? Because that first class isn't an easy one.
I think that's what it is no matter what. It's not just the first class, though. That's the thing. It's because maybe that's what it is. It's the fact that you have to conquer somewhat of an objective every single time. It's conquering a fear every single. It's the same thing with stand-up. Every single time I get nervous right before I go up single time, I still get nervous, but it's one of those things of like, I enjoy the nervousness. Now I enjoy conquering that. I enjoy being scared and being like, do it. And then doing it. And it being like literally one of my biggest fears of like confrontation, literally one of my biggest fears of all time is confrontation aside from grasshoppers.
Okay.
So
aside from grasshoppers.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't ask. That's a whole nother show. Why grasshoppers? That's the next show. But yeah,
okay. You like the challenge of it. It made you feel like it was something that you were familiar with, at least from the perspective of stand up.
Yeah,
like there was some sort of connection.
There's a challenge every single time. It's never super duper easy for me, and that's just for me. Maybe that's why my jiu-jitsu. Maybe you guys.
No, I feel the same way. It's never easy. Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Galeno? Why jiu-jitsu? Why?
Well, I was just kind of going down memory lane here, and I didn't have a good answer. And then it struck me. It's probably going to sound like, don't take it as though I'm being fool of myself or anything like that. But I had gotten into a lot of fights, and I'd never got my face pushed in. Oh. I'd never got beat up. And, you know, then really what happened was I found a boxing gym, and I was going there just to get into shape, and it was something fun to do. And and they had an MMA team, and, you know, that's kind of how I got introduced to it, and so on and so forth. But I think it was one of those things where I thought I was tough, and it dawned on me really quickly that I'm glad I never ran into one of those guys.
Right. Yeah.
And
then you wanted to be one of those guys.
Well, then you're like, okay, well, if there's something more legit than what I've accomplished, which is, you know, just being a scrap fighter, you know, doing stupid stuff, then, you know, I want to do that, you know. And, you know, and then I started, you know, so boxing, you know, I was boxing with some former pro boxers, and, you know, that's impressive. It, you know, seeing these people hit and the way they move. But you go to a jiu-jitsu class, and where I went, the very first real jiu-jitsu class I went to, you know, there's a Brazilian there, and he can't speak very good English. And, you know, he's calling a foot an arm and an elbow a finger. And, you know, it's like, but like, then he moves and he's like just housing people, and people are like pushing me around, and they're half my size. I don't know. I guess I fell in love with the idea that there was something bigger and stronger that I can attain to and try to get good at.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But then it
became a challenge, man. That challenge took a long time.
Well, right. So, I mean, you know, and so that's two perspectives that ended with it being a challenge, right? That it doesn't like that. So does that speak to our personalities then, or is it, because it seems strange to me that we would have so many students involved in jiu-jitsu, and that they're, and but maybe it is, maybe it's their personalities that they just like the challenge of it. I mean, I suppose it's actually much smaller than I think it, think it is.
You know, well, it has to be, you know, because, you know, man, you're talking about, you know, two answers from two people who are still doing jiu-jitsu.
Right.
That, you know, something about it, we stayed with it. You know, I'm sure some people may have thought the challenge was good, you know, and then, you know, maybe they didn't get promoted as fast as they wanted, or, you know, I mean, there's some people with PTSD and, you know, things like that, or, you know, people get injured, and there's a lot of things that, I mean, you know, maybe people just didn't consider it worth continuing. But, you know, for us, I think, you know, up until this point now, like, we're still all able to do it and still want to. So we still are trying to better ourselves and move forward. So.
Right.
That also, maybe, that brings up a point, that a great point that me and Muskin were talking about the other day.
Talk to that guy?
Yeah, I do. I've caught up. He actually brought over a Big Mac pizza to the house yesterday. So he is, wow, he's welcome here. Any mask, gloves, whatever, he can come here anytime he wants.
Yeah,
as long as he's got a pizza in hand. But he said, we were saying, like, so how is our stripes? How is that still gonna? Are we all getting demoted a little bit? I mean, because there's no way that we're. Do you know what I mean? Like, does everybody kind of go down a little bit? Like, how? At what point do we go back down to just no stripe white belts?
I think immediately.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah. That's what you, I mean, you say that, that's how you start every class. Again, you go out and you go, Pat, you shouldn't have any stripes.
What are you doing with those stripes? Guys suck at jiu-jitsu. Yeah. That's how I start every class.
But that's what I'm saying, is like, that does, like, at what point, you know, I know we've talked about that on shows before too, where what does a belt matter, does all that stuff, but like at what point, because I feel like there's no hesitation. As soon as the gym is open, I'm at the first class, like,
oh, for sure. Yeah.
It doesn't matter how long I'm not doing it. It's not that, like, it's like a weird, it's a weird relationship, because it's such a good question, why jiu-jitsu? Because it's like a relationship. It's like, as soon as I can, it's like a lover that's out of town. As soon as they get back, I'm going to be at the airport waiting for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I love jiu-jitsu. Why is it jiu-jitsu for you?
For me, that's a good question, because I didn't answer it when I asked it. I just thought about it, like, from the perspective of, you know, globally, you know, there's so many other things that we can get ourselves involved with. And for a lot of us that have trained in jiu-jitsu, we've done a lot of other things too. We've done, you know, mixed martial arts. We've done boxing. We've done in MMA, depending on where you're training, there's probably a lot of Muay Thai. There's some Sambo. There's some Greco-Roman wrestling. There's some freestyle wrestling. So there's, like, a lot of different ways. So even if I just focused almost entirely on grappling, you know, and say that I love grappling, you know, I really enjoy all these other components and bits and pieces of things that I've learned throughout the years. But still, jiu-jitsu has always been, like, I'm like, okay, how do I incorporate that into my jiu-jitsu versus how do I take jiu-jitsu and become a great, you know, whatever, Greco-Roman wrestler, or, you know, or other, some other submission wrestler. If I could just say, well, I'll go to whatever competition, doesn't matter, as long as it's submission wrestling, I'll just take these bits. But what made it so that, like, it was that jiu-jitsu was my primary focus? And I don't know that I answered that question for myself specifically. Yeah. To echo a lot of your responses, I think for me specifically, it was a lot of the same thing. First of all, I was unaware of just how easy it was, or how easy it seemed for other people to manipulate my body in ways that made me put me in a lot of pain, or nearly put me to sleep, without, like, it almost seemed like they weren't trying in my first classes, right? Like, I was fighting like hell, and they were just, this is ridiculous, right? Yeah. And I just needed to know. I'm a bit of a masochist, so I kind of dig that kind of stuff, but I needed to know more about this. And at the time, you know, there weren't a whole bunch of places to train or you know, or things to like look up or research or anything about Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And, you know, so I just needed to know more about it. This is what ended up happening. At this point, why jiu-jitsu? You know, I think there's an element of, you know, your jiu-jitsu has, as much as it's given me, it's taken a lot from me as well. You know, yep. In terms of, like, money and time and...
That's why you don't have any friends.
No friends. No, it's absolutely true. No friends. My, you know, my youth is gone. A lot of my ligaments are done.
Yeah, you know, I was telling my knee, I was like, this one, I referred to my left knee as Rice Krispie knee.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. And, you know, and it has taken so much of that. And then it's taken an emotional toll in a lot of ways too, for me, and in a variety of different times. You know, because we, all of us who practice jiu-jitsu, no matter like where you are in the journey, it could be your first week in, or it can be, you know, your 10th year in, you ride that roller coaster like everybody else. And so even on an emotional side, it's taken a toll, or it's taken what it's wanted, I should say that, like, from me. And yet, like, I feel, so you talk about relationship building. I almost wonder if it's not an abusive relationship that we're in with jiu-jitsu. You know, I'm, you know, somehow I just can't get away from it. You know, I can't, and it never crosses my mind. And I thought that was maybe one of the weirdest things about it, is that, you know, when you said that the gym will be open, as soon as it's open, Pat, you'll be at the first class. Well, me too. I mean, I don't know what else to say except for that. Like, I can't imagine myself not doing jiu-jitsu.
That's going to be one of the happiest days of my life.
That's, yeah.
Like, I mean, it really is. Like, that I can remember. So, you know, marriage and yada, yada, yada. But like, also, you know, but you know what I mean? Like, I get to, I've spent every day with her.
Yeah.
Every single day with her. I would love to see my friends that are really good at choking me out. She can't do it.
You know, it's funny. I started thinking about, you know, what keeps you doing jiu-jitsu and, you know, why you started doing it. It's funny you asked that question, because it was just yesterday. I was thinking about, you know, some people who want to start jiu-jitsu, and they talked about it. And for years, some people have been talking about it. And if you ask them if they want to go today, they're like, nah, well, right, maybe in a week, you know, or maybe in a month when I'm, you know, this weight, or, you know, whatever. And I think it's funny. And it's, I don't want to sound like, ooh, but it's sometimes like jiu-jitsu chooses you. You know, like, yeah, like I didn't even know what it was before it happened to me. And then when it happens to you, you know, it's kind of like riding in a really nice car, right? You can look at the car from the outside. You think, oh, this car looks beautiful. But when you get into it, you feel how soft it is. You're like, and then you feel the engine purr, and you feel this thing like push you forward. You're like, I got to ride in that again, yeah, you know? And that's all there's to it. You can tell people, like, hey, you should take a ride in that car. It's really nice. It feels awesome. They'd be like, okay, yeah, well, you know, whatever. If I, you know, I'm not going to go seeking out, you know, somebody has that car so they can take me for a ride in it. But
right,
I don't know. And I just decided yesterday, I was like, I'm not going to try to convince people to do jiu-jitsu anymore. Like, if they don't want to do it, there's a lot of people I've convinced. They've showed up for a couple classes and they never come back. And it's like, then I started thinking, like, what didn't you see? Like, I think I looked down on them, and I'm like, what, you think, like, you're not good enough, like, you're not tough enough to, like, stick this out? Like, what's your problem? And, like, I don't know, like, maybe we just know what it takes to stay in jiu-jitsu that, like, I just don't know that a lot of people possess that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. And I mean, and to add to your car metaphor, it would be a lot, like, it would be a lot like, you would also have to include multiple car wrecks in that too. You're gonna wreck that car almost every time you get in it. And then you're going to decide that you're going to go back and get another car and do it again.
But you know, it's funny, like, even if you do a good job of describing what that car feels like and what it sounds like, what it rides like, you know, it's not until that person gets in the car and they might go, nah, doesn't do it for me.
Right, right.
And it's like, what a waste of time. Like, you talk to them about it and you try to convince them to come, and you get all ready when they get there. You're like, hey, I got a gi for you. Come on. You know, it's like, and then they stop coming and you're just like, what? I mean, it's just a waste of time.
Right, sure. It is.
It's so come or don't come, I don't care. I go because I go.
Well, right. I mean, and I think that's true. I think that's true for each of us. I mean, if you don't individually care enough about jiu-jitsu in your own life, like, there's nobody else is going to motivate you to do it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Which is an interesting thing. I think you need to be in the right place that you want something like that, physically, emotionally, you know, and then it kind of finds you, and it becomes exactly what you were looking for. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think like it's an interesting study too at this point, in having we're almost 2 months into a lockdown where we haven't been able to train, you know, jiu-jitsu, and I still think about it every day. You know, there hasn't been a day that's gone by that I haven't thought about it. Whereas I could imagine that a lot of other things, like it was my, you know, gym membership, or, you know, if I was powerlifting again, or if I was doing something else, like I'd be like, I'm doing just fine without it, right? You know, but not jiu-jitsu, you know, not
jiu-jitsu. But isn't that part of it too, Jeff? Like, again, back to the car metaphor, like the best part about that car is that you get to go in it, right?
Right.
Like, there's a lot of other sports out there that, like, especially like boxing and kickboxing and karate, and, you know, you just can't do them for real, right? Like, when we roll, like, we're doing it for real. Like, yeah. You get to do what you learn. Like, even if you like baseball and you can go out in the backyard and play catch, or maybe you go to the batting cages and hit, but it's not for real.
Right, right.
And I think that's why people like golf, right? Like, you go out there and it's for real. Like, you really got to try to play. I suck at it, so it's not fun for me. But, like, if you're good and you go out there and you get to do it for real, like, maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, man, because I think golf sucks, so I have no idea. But I will
say, you should try
it. We should. You and I, we'll get out and get 9 holes, right? That's something you say.
We'll look like a couple of apes walking around a golf course.
It'll be awesome. And then we can kick everybody's ass.
You said 9 holes. Is that something to do with Kyle's mom? I don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kyle's mom's course?
I'll never tell. Let's just say that Kyle's mom keeps her course very well groomed.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying. All right.
Gotcha.
It's a hole in one every time. So yeah, so jiu-jitsu, like, why jiu-jitsu? Why? Yeah, I mean, I guess it, like, and I assume it varies for a lot of folks, like, you know why you do this. And maybe it's because they're you know, they're chasing, you know, a belt, or maybe it's because you know, they don't have anything else to do. I don't know. I was just curious about it. I mean, I figured at this point, like, you know, for a lot of us it becomes part of our personality, but it's still true that, like, it's not like you can go to the office once everything opens up and you go back to work and everything and talk about jiu-jitsu like everybody knows what the fuck you're talking about. They don't. They have no idea what you're talking about. They still think it's, if you say martial arts, it's, you know, the first thing that pops in their head is karate or, you know, Steven Seagal.
And then you're offended.
Yeah, and then you're offended. And so where is the redeeming value in what we're doing? You know? Where is it?
I mean, it really, again, we go back to, you know, what we talked about last week with Lucas LaFrie, that it's the lifestyle, right? Like we've, and there's other lifestyles like this too, by the way. You know, a lot of people find this in CrossFit, like suntanning.
Yeah.
Competitive suntanning.
Competitive suntanning. It can't be beat.
But, you know, like, CrossFit people find a lot of satisfaction
at being the best, you know, at working out. Yeah.
But, you know, the satisfaction isn't necessarily about what people understand. You know, like, it's more of a lifestyle. Like, you have a routine, like, Pat, you keep talking about a routine that forces you into a way of being, you know. There's a lot of accountability in jiu-jitsu. Like, if you aren't staying up on your physical, your food intake, your alcohol intake, if you aren't studying, if you aren't practicing, everybody's going to know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Beck.
Yeah.
Saw that.
I'm back.
See, this is why everybody's afraid to go back to jiu-jitsu, right? Because they're in quarantine right now, eating and drinking as much as they can, just slobbing around, and everybody's going to know when you come back. Everybody.
I have had pizza, like, for the past 3 days for at least one meal each one of those days.
It's good for you.
And two times.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Much pizza. I need more jiu-jitsu. I was joking with Musk, and I was like, I'm still eating like I'm working out as much as I was. and I'm not working out at not even close to, like you said, I'm not even thinking of the gym. I don't care. Like, I'm not thinking, oh boy, I miss crunch. I really miss hopping on the elliptical for half an hour and just standing there doing, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't think anybody does though, man. That's the thing. And I think maybe that's like what brings me to like what I really think is like the reason that like the question is why jiu-jitsu, because as Galeno pointed out, like other people have other things that they feel the same way about.
Yeah.
And but I don't think that there, I don't think there's a whole lot of them. I don't think there's a whole lot of things like that. No. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are. And I just don't, you know, my purview is too small, but why jiu-jitsu? You know, I think like a lot of this has to do with the fact that, like, you know, we're talking about it's a relationship earlier. And in order for a relationship to be successful, you have to make a compromise, right? There's a series of compromises. But most importantly is that you just have to commit. You just have to commit to that relationship. And every time that you feel like you should, like, I don't know, maybe wander off or not commit to it or give it, you know, 50% today because you don't feel like it, you know, you recognize that, like, no, that doesn't fly, that doesn't work. So you have to, and also because there's another half of that relationship, even if you feel like giving it 50%, the other half of that relationship isn't going to do that. It's going to force you to give it 100%, right?
Yeah.
And
there's no shortcuts.
Yeah, there's no shortcuts. And so there's something very, like, There's nothing particularly tangible about jiu-jitsu except for that your development of your own skill level. But even that is subjective, right? Because one day you could be on fire and the next day you could totally suck. But so there's nothing specifically tangible besides like your belt, right, that you get for jiu-jitsu. And so it has to be something else, right? It has to be this idea that you know, that you are committed to a relationship that pays in other ways. And I'm just not sure. I mean, I think it's different for everybody, but for me, like, it's, you know, I think that full commitment is really where things start to divide between, you know, things that you leisurely like sometimes and things that you are, you know. And so the question, which is for another podcast, becomes this, you know, is this actually a hobby that we're doing? Or is it more than that?
I wish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish, because it means you're supposed to be having fun.
Right.
Or getting better.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I got to go pee.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Well, wait until he's gone. All right. Now he's gone. So now we can plan a surprise birthday party. No.
Socially distanced.
Yeah, do you think he's really peeing? You know, so we got to count to 20 at some point because you got to give time for peeing, but we got to make sure he also washes his hands.
Oh, man.
Got to sing happy birthday twice.
I mean, there definitely is going to be like a gap there where he should have washed his hands, but he's going to be walking right back in.
It's going to be something along the lines of, it's sterile, it's okay, it's fine. You know, I don't. I think that's a good question, though. Why jiu-jitsu? Like it does lead to a interesting like examination of like it's not, it does feel more relationshipy in the sense that like I'm, there's not a lot of things in my normal routine that I'm missing out on really. There's a lot of different ways. He definitely didn't wash his hands.
Definitely did not.
Yeah. I counted to 20. There's no way he peed, unless he was washing his hands while he was peeing in the sink.
Listen, I washed them in urine. It's fine.
Okay, yeah, he washed them in urine. I told you it was going to be the sterile conversation. We got to get the CDC to talk to Beck about what exactly pee is.
He probably held his wiener with a piece of toilet paper.
Wait, no, he's drinking it. Hold on, that, he knows what it is. Beck broke the seal. We better get into.
I know we're ready. We're ready to wrap this up and do something fun because I'm gonna have to pee in another 5 minutes.
All right, so here comes everything we've been waiting for. Right? Okay. We got a new segment.
Here goes.
We got a new segment. It's called the Jiu-Jitsu Yearbook. And what we did was we went out and we found pictures of people before they did jiu-jitsu. And so what we're going to do is we're going to flash some pictures up here of some people before they did jiu-jitsu. And then we're all going to just kind of guess at what they were most likely to become.
Right, because in the yearbook, you had people who were most likely to be successful, most likely to start a business, most likely,
that's right.
yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah, so, yeah, right, so no further ado, Pat, fire up the first one.
All right.
Ah, well, what do we have here? We have Leanne Fairchalk.
That is Leanne.
Leanne, well, most notably known for her business, Massage by Leanne.
Oh yeah,
nice. Right.
Yeah,
would. If you haven't voted, go out there and vote.
Yeah, right. Because we've got the what is it? The best of Central PA or some such shit like that. What is it?
Central Penn Live. Central Penn Live. Penn Live.
From
best Central, of from best Central, businesses. They do
the best. Yeah, the best of. Yeah, so vote for Leanne. For crying out loud.
And if you don't, all right. Shit or something like that.
If you don't vote for Leanne, I'm going to pick you up over my head and break your back like Bane did to Batman.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Look, you're going to
be picked
up at your house and without a mask, and that'll be enough, right?
Yep. I know. All right, so you get it started off.
Glenn. I'll start this off. In this one, I would say Leanne is most likely to do whatever it takes to get the tap.
There you go. I don't know that I could argue that one.
I would say in the same vein as that, I would say most likely to get disqualified.
Yeah. Perfect. Yep.
Go on to, let's see if that'll work. Come on now. Get on now. Nope. We'll just get closer.
We can zoom that in.
Hold on. Let me bring up the thing here. There it is. We got our second one here.
All right. All right.
I got this one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right. So this is Keith. This is Keith Goddard. He's a handsome man. He
is.
He's just as handsome in real life as he is in this photo, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Impressive.
I think, what's your vote, Jeff? Most likely what?
This is strictly from my perspective, but I would say he's most likely to wish that I was not a man and a woman instead.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there you go.
How about you, Pat? What's your guess on this one?
Most likely to swipe right on everybody.
There it is.
That's not jiu-jitsu related.
No. Sweep right. Said I sweep.
Oh, sweep right.
Sweep right. Okay.
Yeah.
Think that's safe?
Well, see this picture. So this picture to me, he has that look on his face like he's telling your girlfriend, "Don't worry, he'll never find out." Most likely to tell your girlfriend that you're never gonna find out.
You're never gonna. All right. Next picture.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay,
Brent.
Yeah.
The guy on the left. Yeah, Brent Johnson.
On the left is Brent. Yeah. Yeah. This one's an easy one for me, and I don't know if you guys feel the same way. But this picture clearly says to me, most likely to deploy illegal techniques while rolling. That's what this picture says to me.
Renegade.
I'm saying most likely to give people backpack rides.
Yeah, most likely to give up his back. All right,
next one.
Next one. Oh, we got on the right. Or left here, right?
Yeah.
Sheamus.
Yep.
That's Sheamus.
That's Sheamus right there. Yep. That's Sheamus. That was from, you know.
Zoom in on that, Pat.
2010.
Yeah, let me say, I would think that this would have to be most likely to turn his white belt brown.
Jeff, what's yours?
Mine is most likely to disapprove of whatever was just taught.
I'd say He's that, most wait, likely
that
to have.
Face, wait, I don't want to interrupt you, but that face definitely says 100%. That's not going to work.
Oh, beautiful. That says most likely to have more than enough mat space.
Personal bubble champion 2020. All right, next one.
Next one.
Oh, oh yeah, I know this guy.
We're talking about this guy right here, right?
Yeah, that Bambino there in the corner.
I know this guy. I know this guy.
This one, most likely to forget about it.
Forget about it.
Oh man.
Like just like, you know, if I pretended like I didn't know you, Galeno, and I just saw this picture, I would say most likely to tear his patella tendon.
It's the eyes. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. Yeah.
I was gonna say most likely to be the guy who's looking at you from across the room to see if you want to roll.
You know what this face says?
Nobody wants to make eye contact.
This is you looking back at me at the when the buzzer hits. You. This is you saying, "Did you just try to knee bar me?"
This picture is most likely to keep a tally of all the people that have tapped him and to try and get revenge.
That's scary.
That's it, Jeff. Bring out your list. We know you got a list.
All right, moving along.
Hey, I know this guy.
Speaking of baby faces.
Yeah.
Look at this.
There he is.
It's Hugh Jackman, right?
Yeah, this is Hugh Jackman. He's one of our students. Yeah.
This is most likely to teach classes like this. Is it still like this?
Most likely to talk like an ogre when he teaches.
Most likely to say, last roll, folks. Yeah. Last roll.
Oh, man. Hold on. Oh, I got a little thing. There we go. All right. Go back. And next picture.
Oh!
Ooh.
Well, we know this is Mr. Robert Ashkins. He's a dear friend of ours and a student of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu former Marine. And here we go. But they all, as they always say, once a Marine, always a Marine. So Semper Fi, Robert. And I'll say this. Most likely to get choked. Look at that neck. Look at the man's old neck.
He's also voted a self Kimura champion.
Oh. So.
How about this? Most likely to get a nut tap.
Most likely to ask you, what's behind my back?
You get one guess.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Most likely to not be able to tie his belt behind his back.
Okay. That's a problem for some of us, okay? So I don't want to hear that. Whoa.
Wait, what are you doing?
I brought him back.
That's Jared Lafferty.
There's Jared right there.
Which I realize his name's spelled with two R's, Jared Ritt.
Most likely to order a hemp gi.
Nice. Most likely to put you in an arm bar.
I think he thought of that joke and he worked backwards from there, and that's how we got.
That was like the whole right. This whole setup was for this picture right here.
Exactly. I love it.
Most likely to grow up to be a bad motherfucker.
Yeah,
that is for sure.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
He's tough. Oh man. Oh, hold on. I'm assuming
we have to use both of them because they're both students.
Oh, they are. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, there we go.
This is they're both students of jiu-jitsu.
In that case, I'm assuming that they're together as well. Yes.
Yeah. As far as I know, yes. I mean,
they are. They're what you would call a thing.
They are voted. They are voted most likely to take out their marriage problems on the mat.
most likely to take their marriage problems out on each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
This one stuck out as me. He looks like the most likely to start a fight club.
Ah, good one.
That's actually good one. That's surprisingly accurate. You're right.
And she's most likely to allow it.
Yeah, she's most join and win.
Nice. That's a great picture of them, by the way. They kind of look like the the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie movie when they were spies.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
There they are. They're just smiling for the picture. They're about to shoot each other.
All right, next picture. Oh, look who it is.
Oh, hey, I know this guy too.
Most likely to steal your drink at a wedding.
I think that's a fair one. Yeah.
Hey, if you notice, I'm chugging down a Diet Coke here, friend. Okay? I know how to pace myself. most likely to choose no hair over jiu-jitsu.
I think that was a good call on your part.
Yeah. No, to jiu-jitsu over hair, I guess. Maybe is the better way.
How about most likely to go into the back at the wedding there, at that wedding feast, and turn water into wine?
Oh, yeah, a little Jesus reference there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was actually, I did do that, but then I just drank it all.
Most likely to be resurrected?
Yeah. That happened a lot.
Most likely to start jiu-jitsu to find himself roped into a podcast that he doesn't want to do.
for no money.
All right, that's the last one. I didn't realize it was the last. That was a finale, apparently.
The finale. Beautiful. Well done, gentlemen. Well done.
All right. Yeah, well done.
And thanks to everybody.
So as we continue this throughout the next episodes, please feel free to submit your before jiu-jitsu photo, and we'll happily critique that for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you saw, we're nice. We're not too mean. We're not gonna roast you too.
Yeah, it won't be too bad. I mean, I can't say this the same for everybody, but I think for the most part, yeah. You know.
But if you send us a picture of your dog or cat, we will be relentless.
It's on. Yeah.
And if you send us a picture of a bat, you better believe we're gonna just roast the hell out of it. We're gonna eat it in a nice soup.
Yeah.
Bat soup.
Yeah.
That's what I miss most out of this whole quarantine thing. I miss being able to go down there and order a nice bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gives you that rash in your
everywhere.
In your skidget.
It gives you a COVID rash.
Rash.
Yeah.
Rash.
All right, it's time.
It's
starting with Mr. Beck. What's on your mind, brother?
Is that annoying for a podcast? I don't know.
That's beautiful.
Okay, so it's time. So what's on my mind?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
The thinking man.
I don't know.
All right, Pat, what's on your mind?
On my mind, I is getting back into that routine. That's basically I'm physically writing out a routine for, like, I have lots of stairs in my house. We have the three floors and we have stairs up and down. So tomorrow, starting tomorrow morning, not waiting a day or anything like that, I'm starting tomorrow morning. I'm going to start out working out every morning. Different levels of severity, obviously, and everything like that, because I'm trying to get ready to get back into shape, because they still haven't canceled it. So as far as I know, I'm still competing in Tap Out Cancer June 27th. But
right on, man. Okay.
They still haven't announced that it's canceled yet, but I'm going to start training like it is. So
good for you, man.
Hey, so if you're out there listening, shoot Pat a DM or a private message or a text, if you have any way to connect to him, ask him if he's sticking to his plan.
Yeah, yeah. Please. Yeah. Please hold me accountable, because that's basically, that's what, that honestly, the only thing that's really been really keeping me down is not being able to do the physical things that I really love. So I have to try to find that same energy that I was finding to do those things, that the strenuous things that I still really love, like jujitsu and anything really. I mean, really, that's basically the only one, but is finding new things that I can replace for that until I can get back, because I miss it so damn much.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good. Well, get some, Pat. I mean, I think you can do it, man. So for a lot of folks, like, doing the stuff at home is, what is that? Oh, yep. See, you keep that with you there. Yeah.
I got it. I'm hanging stuff. It up. I'm hanging it up here in the Caddick. So this is where I usually work out, over here. This is like the same space that I have here for recording and streaming and all that stuff. I have the same space. I got my kettlebell. I got my yoga mats over there. It's all ready to go. First thing I wake up tomorrow morning, I'm going to start.
Good. Yeah. Rip it up, man. You gotta, it's hard. It's definitely difficult for people to stay disciplined when they're at home and there's nobody, you know, there's no threat.
No accountability. Yeah. Literally. Like, there's nobody that is like, hey, I missed you in class on Monday, or where were you? I haven't seen you in a while. Like, it's something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's
or, you know, they're going to beat your ass after vacation or whatever.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing, is I know that I still have the tech. I'm going to, literally, I'm, like you said, study. I'm literally going to get that jujitsu university book out after I work out, study, like literally study for an hour or whatever, however long I can read it, and just try to get into some kind of new routine until I can get back into my old routine. Because that routine, God, it was just the best routine I've ever had in my life. I loved it so much. So,
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it, Pat?
All right, Galeno. So what's on your mind there, Chief?
Well, I've had several things on my mind, but you know what? I'm going to go with the most simple of them all. Sunflower seeds.
Do tell.
I've been crushing them lately. I was even eating some on the beginning of this podcast, but you know, I don't know if it's like a nervous tick or if it like satisfies some sort of like, I don't know what it is, man, but I went through like a bag a day last week. Yeah. My mouth was like raw inside, you know, like shred up the inside.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Your cheek.
Yeah.
I bit the end of my tongue so many times.
We call that in the industry, we call that an oral fixation.
Yes. And see, you went medical, and I don't know a technical way to ask this. So I'm just going to ask, do you spit or do you spit the seeds out? There we go. I'll just ask the one question. And then I'm not going to ask the other one.
I spit the shell out. So it's funny you ask that, because I was in the airport about a year ago, and there was this lady in front of me, and she had a bag of sunflower seeds. And I'm like, how's she going to do that? You know? And then I started watching her, and she'd throw them in her mouth, chew them up, and swallow.
And swallow the whole thing.
Yeah, shells and all.
Yeah. She might have been from
Florida. And I'm going,
Florida thing.
What are you doing? You're going to ruin your life. I felt like I needed to go stop her, be like, whoa, that's not how you do it. So I do spit the shells out. That'd be a rough day. I mean,
but would you rather
roughage day?
Like just spitting them on the ground? Like,
I just don't think that sunflower seeds are airplane food.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, I think it's a fair assessment. It's fair to say that you just don't eat the sunflower seeds on the airplane.
I eat pistachios.
Don't eat sandwiches with onions. Don't eat sunflower seeds, you know.
Man, I have broken.
I don't know.
I am a terrible person, apparently.
We already knew that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah.
But I think it's somehow connected to jiu-jitsu. I mean, it's like, I don't know, maybe picking hair out of your mouth or, you know, something. I'm missing something.
I miss jiu-jitsu a little less now.
Yeah, good.
How about you, Mr. Beck? Bring us home, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, like the thing that, you know, it's weird, especially when you get to our age, you know, when you get a little bit older and you still feel like, I don't know how you guys figure this, but in my mind, I still feel the same age as when I was like a teenager, you know? I know I'm not a teenager, but I feel that way, you know? And and then I recognized here recently that like the majority of the majority of my success in anything that I've been able to accomplish, which isn't necessarily a whole lot. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's a lot. Maybe I've accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
Is that I feel that it was just, you know, in that, going back to what we were talking about earlier today in commitment, like it was just trusting my guts to just to be able to do the things that I know I can do, right? Or find out quickly that I can't do that. And then it becomes a different thing where you decide you're going to, you know, keep going at it until you figure it out. But I noticed recently, like in not only in my work, but like just in some of the things that I've been doing here while we've been stuck in the, you know, stuck in this mess here is, you know, just trusting my instincts and committing to things and getting it done. And lo and behold, every time that I push fear aside, I'm able to do the thing that I want to accomplish, you know?
Beautiful.
So that's the shit that's been on my mind lately. It's weird.
I like it.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. And I wonder why it's so easy to fall back into that, like into that realm of like fear and concern over like doing the wrong thing, making a mistake, getting hurt, but whatever it is, you know. And in some instances, like with jiu-jitsu, for instance, it's funny because I don't think about those things ever, you know.
Yeah.
I just do it. And maybe it's because we've done it for so long that we just don't think about it anymore.
The thing, I think there's a thing with like it's the vulnerability. Like I think because you feel, you realize now with like something as simple as a flu can like almost shut the world down.
Right.
I mean, like you realize the how vulnerable you actually are. So like, I think that's the thing, is like the fear and everything like that creeps back in because you take a chance, you it pays off, and you get comfortable again, and then you have to do that again. That's what those are the little things that each time you go like, oh, I had a good performance, I had a good role, I had a good anything, whatever. Then you go like, well, why would I want to go do that again? I just had the one of the best. You're like, because I want to do that again.
Right.
You have to reconvince yourself each time. And I think that's the thing that we all like. It's not necessarily just the sense of accomplishment, not necessarily the journey. It's the getting over, it's the convincing yourself that this was the right thing to do again. Because you know you're going to get something out of it, whether it's a good role, a good performance, bad performance, good experience with your project, bad experience. You know, no matter what, you're like, oh, I'm going to either learn how to not do something again, or I'm going to get like way better at something, or learn something about myself, either way. So I think that's...
Well, let me bring this home. You know, we've got where, you know, you know, jiu-jitsu kind of finds you. You're in the right place, right time, emotionally, mentally, physically. Jiu-jitsu kind of finds you. And then you realize that it's something that you can do and learn from and practice. And it can be something that you can do often and, you know, stay in shape, and it becomes a lifestyle. I think when you look back, you get down the road many years and you look back and you realize that it taught you that if you do something over and over, like Jared Lafferty was talking about with skating, you know, when you're tired, you know, if you're excited, if you are busy, you know, if you just keep going back and doing the thing over and over again, eventually you start becoming good at it and you start excelling, and it becomes a life lesson, and you get to apply that to other things. And you're like, if I just keep at it, it's going to work. It's going to work out.
Right. Right. And I think I would agree with that, Galeno. I think that, that is indicative of like, of the path. The path says that, you know, you may not, like when you start off, I mean, if you have some sort of, you know, delusions of grandeur about how good you are at something. And this actually calls back to like your initial experience with martial arts and, you know, boxing and so forth, or being fighting, you know, thinking that you were really good at fighting until you found out quickly that you weren't, only to later become good at fighting, right? Is this idea that like, if I stick to it and I keep working at it, I will get good at it. And I think that's probably what happens to most folks in any endeavor, is that, you know, the first first hump that you have to get over, they just quit. They just give up. They're like, this is too complicated, it's too hard, I'm not dealing with it. And they don't. But they don't realize that if they just made it over that crest, that they would have seen a huge, you know, they would have done it. They would have made it, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway,
beautiful.
So that's the shit that's on my head, my mind, my head.
Beautiful.
I love it. Well, listen, have a great week, guys.
Yeah, you do the same, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody,
everybody but Pat to have a great week.
Well, you want me to have a good week.
I want you to have an amazing week. Because
you know that I'm going to strive for more.
That's right. Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.